can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Time is certainly now for this conversation that we'll be having with this particular guest today on Life Changes with Filippo. I am Filippo, and the guest I'm talking about is Dr. Pedram Shojai. And I think this is exciting for many reasons. Actually, his film, Vitality, made our top 10 list of independent films of 2013 that can change the world. So that is something that is worth talking about. Let me tell you a little bit more about him. Pedram Shojai studied biology at UCLA until he had a series of profound mystical experiences that drew him to the Eastern esoteric arts. Since then, he has studied Kung Fu, Tai Chi, Qigong, yoga, meditation, and medicine diligently for the past 20 years. Isn't that a doctor you would want? We'll talk more about that a little later. His passion is to travel the world. As a matter of fact, he just got back, and I'm so glad he was able to make it on the show and meet inspiring people who are making a difference in their communities. As a matter of fact, that is pretty much exactly what the film Vitality is all about. Over the past 2 years, Pedram has written his first book and has produced two documentary movies. He's gotten far more involved in philanthropy and is now working with amazing people all over the world. Waking up to our full potential is the key, and Pedram is passionate about teaching the skills that he's learned over the years, helping people wake up and live their lives fully. Interesting. We'll be talking to Dr. Pedram right after this on Life Changes with Filippo.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook, and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, this is Filippo, and some of our new listeners or first-time listeners may not know this, but a couple weeks ago, we interviewed Marianne Williamson on the show, and the interview in itself is quite exciting, but what I think is very interesting and intriguing and very apropos to our interview today with Dr. Pedram is that Marianne Williamson is running for Congress of the 33rd District here in California. And she is running on a platform that many have criticized her for, which is, well, without getting into it too deeply, she's been criticized for the platform that she's running under, which primarily was something that, frankly, sounded a bit foreign to me. Though I might have liked it, though I might have agreed with it, I thought, yeah, people probably won't go for that. And then in my research and in my creative juice, as the creative juices were flowing, I went straight to the beginning. Well, kind of the beginning, at least the beginning of what we know as the United States. And I went to the United States Declaration of Independence. And there, in the United States Declaration of Independence, were some of the same phrases, some of the same words, and maybe some different terminology, but the spirit on which Marianne Williamson was running under. So in a similar way, just about getting ready, I had actually seen the film Vitality. I've talked to Pedram many times, and I knew exactly what I wanted to talk about. And then I thought, you know, in the film, we're being invited to take health into our own hands. And in the film, it's almost inviting doctors to make the patients the number one thing, to help patients in ways that they don't seem to be required to, or maybe other things, actually. And we're getting into something I don't know about. But I do know how to read. And interestingly enough, in the American Medical Association's Code of Ethics, which are supposed to be not only supposedly very strict ethics, they're supposed to be guarded and abide by, and this is what is held in front of people, as I understand it, as the code of ethics, medical ethics that doctors agree to as they go out to perform to help their patients. Number one, a physician shall be dedicated to providing competent medical care with compassion and respect for human dignity and rights. Number two, a physician shall uphold the standards of professionalism, be honest in all professional interactions, and strive to report physicians deficient in character or competence or engaging in fraud or deception to appropriate entities. Number three, a physician shall respect the law and also recognize a responsibility to seek changes in those requirements which are contrary to the best interests of the patient. A physician shall respect the rights of patients, colleagues, and other health professionals and shall safeguard patients' confidence and privacy within the constraints of the law. And then I won't go too much further, but number five, a physician shall continue to study, apply, and advance scientific knowledge, maintain a commitment to medical education, make relevant information available to patients, colleagues, and the public, obtain consultation and use the talents of other health professionals when indicated. Actually, I want to do one more. Number six, a physician shall, in the provision of appropriate patient care, except in emergencies, be free to choose whom to serve, with whom to associate, and the environment in which to provide medical care. And I just wonder, in this day of, you know, one more, number seven, a physician shall recognize a responsibility to participate in activities contributing to the improvement of the community and the betterment of public health. You know, I know doctors. I like doctors. I have been served by doctors, not too much personally, but family members and all. And in the case of trauma and emergencies, I can't imagine anybody better. But in health cases, I have not seen too much of this personally. And so I think I saw much more of this in something that is seemingly away from what the majority of the doctors are actually doing. I saw much more of this in the film Vitality. And so because of that, I am so glad that we have Dr. Pedram Shojaei on the show today. And so we can discuss this and so many other things. Pedram, welcome to the show.
Hi, Filippo. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for making this film. You know, there have been many films like this, but it just seems like either people are now starting to pay attention, or people are now starting to maybe en masse start saying, well, maybe healthcare really is up to my personal healthcare really is up to me.
Yeah, it's the only way. I mean, if you're talking about the Declaration of Independence and the real pioneering spirit of the people that made this great country what it is, it was about people taking things into their own hand, handling things. I mean, you're out there on the frontier. It's not like you can get carted to an ER when your leg goes into a trench and you just have to be more careful. People understood home remedies because there was no doctor close enough, and if there was, you know, a lot of times you'd die by the time you got there. So there's this resurgence that we are stoking in this notion that health is for you, right? It's been a very disempowering meme that has kind of worked its way in since the 50s, since, you know, the better living through chemistry generation of, you know, you do whatever you want, we're going to come up with some scientific advancement that's going to fix that. And we all know that that's just not working, right? We know that, you know, if I were to tell you I'd cure diabetes today, 70% of the hospitals would be empty in this country because all of the fallout that comes from poor lifestyle management, poor eating habits, poor life habits are really what are costing us this majority of the money. And you know, to the notion that you're saying, you know, look, if I need to go to the ER, I love medicine. That's absolutely valid, right? If I get hit by a bus, take me to the ER, right? But if I'm in the doctor's office every 2 weeks getting blood work because I can't manage my lipids or my sugar levels or whatever it is, and that's a lifestyle issue, then we need to look at it in a different way. And that's really why we made the movie. It's like, come on, guys, let's show you what's up. Let's show you how health works. Then you plug yourself into this formula, and things start getting better because the mechanistic vision of kind of allopathy and the way medicine has gone has been really one of replaceable parts and chemicals to come in and you know, nudge things kind of aggressively in a direction that you want. And we're finding that that is causing so many side effects, obviously, that it's creating more problems than it's worth. And most of it can be cleaned up with good, clean, healthy living. And that's really the platform of Vitality, and that's why movie.
You know, talk about more problems than it's worth. During the movie, there was a comment made that for every dollar spent on a particular drug, the patient ends up, that they take, actually, they end up spending $1.80 combating the side effects.
It's such a rabbit hole. See, the thing is, when you start nudging systems, and you know, you got to think, our bodies have developed and evolved over hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years, to work with fundamental raw substrate and building blocks that are found in the natural environment. And, you know, you'd eat an apple, you'd get the nutrients, you'd take down an animal, you'd take that protein then. And everything was natural, no preservatives, obviously no chemicals enhanced or any of that kind of stuff, right? And all this, all of a sudden in the last 50 years, we just started throwing chemicals in everything. And so the body doesn't know what to do with these chemicals. And granted, there are some life-saving medications out there, and I don't want to take anything away from that. When you start taking these medications, they start moving the needle very aggressively to get the desired effect, which is oftentimes life-saving. But the flip side of that is other systems start to go out, and that's where we're seeing all kinds of trouble. We're seeing, you know, once you get on a drug, the party's over, because you're going to be on 2, 3, 4 other drugs to sometimes manage the side effects of that drug. And quality of life goes down so far that, was it worth it, right? And so that's kind of the elephant in the room, and that's where we've really said, look, this is silly. We know how to help people. If you sit around and watch TV all the time, all you're going to see is pharmaceutical ads telling you that you are not going to be well or happy unless you're taking their stuff. And so it's a propaganda game. And so, you know, the reason we got into this is to say, look, you know what? Good doctors of the world unite. Let's help people help themselves and kind of bring back the nobility of our profession instead of being shills or product hawks for these pharmaceuticals and just being controlled with the thumb on us by these health insurance people. You know, the doctors should be community leaders. Doctors should be exemplars of this. I mean, doctors should be healthy. Doctors should be motivated. And doctors should be wise, right?
It's in their code of ethics. We just read
that's
that.
It. That's it. Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. You know, actually, speaking of propaganda, there's a commercial that it's a spoof, actually, in the movie Vitality that I want to talk about when we come back. I think the imaginary name for the drug was Suprato or something, but it was very funny and very sad at the same time. So when we come back, we're going to be talking to Dr. Pedram about the film Vitality and immediately, this commercial and why that's so significant here on Life Changes with Filippo.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, FILIPPO.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Well, this is Filippo, and today, if you had gone to our website, and actually any day, you can go to our website, and if you go to this particular show, and pretty soon it'll be in the archives, you can actually see the film by clicking on, anywhere, actually. It's so many different places, but it's on our website if you go to Dr. Pedram's show today. But you can also go to well.org, and that's well.org. I believe that so many people are posting about this film, partly because through the Yakra technology, it's a lot easier for people to share the film, and it could be more viral on the internet, but also because people are either starting to take responsibility for their health, or they're starting, if not that, then maybe they're starting to see that maybe something is wrong. And that's why maybe some people might laugh at the commercial that is presented within the film Vitality, and hopefully they're starting to get it, because it was actually quite sad that if this commercial that was used in the movie as a joke or as a, like, look, people, does this sound familiar? That if this had really been presented on TV, I bet people would have gone out to buy the drug Soprato. Right, Pedro?
You know, the more punchy I got, the more I realized it was close to reality. And I said, God, this is really sad. I mean, we're talking about delusions of grandeur and premature death and all these kinds of things. And the more I watched other drug ads, wow, they actually say that too.
They say that,
and
exactly.
So I can't understand how people would do that. And so the thing is, people have been conditioned to just tune out when they start reading the side effects. And you bombard people with information for as long as you need to, they'll just stop hearing it. They'll just see the happy people walking around the green grassy field, maybe a butterfly is flying by, and you'll say, wow, that looks good, I want that, right? And you won't even hear the side effects. And that's the part that's just, it's tragic, right? Because we are all subjected to this pretty much on a daily basis. When you turn on the TV right now, and it's just a barrage of drug ads. And what's the messaging, right? Fear. You don't feel well. We have a solution for you. Tell your doctor. Ask your doctor. Get this thing, right? And so it's just driving the consumer in to demand a product at the doctor's office. And the doctor's so busy trying to, like, help all these people that they eventually cave. If doctors didn't cave, then this whole model wouldn't work, right? And so, you know, we're trying to illuminate that and be like, guys, have you considered getting someone a nutritionist? Have you considered putting them on an exercise program? Have you considered talking to them about their sleep? And, you know, this model of healthcare that we're now kind of stuck with, and we're about to change, and I'll tell you why I think that the changes are coming, is completely faulty from the top down. And so our position is, you can't try to fix healthcare from within. You just got to fix people, and then you don't have all these people falling into the broken healthcare model, and you reward doctors that incentivize people to stay healthy, right? The doctor of the future will get paid to keep their patient healthy, not when they come in with a long string of broken complaints, trying to just manage their illness, right? What you want to do is manage their health, not their illness, and that's far more sophisticated.
You know, I learned so much watching the film, and I thought I knew a lot about this subject. Obviously, there's a lot for me to learn, but I figured, well, a film that's made for the general public, I might have already looked into a lot of this stuff. And frankly, though I had, the way you presented it just really got to the core of me. Like it kind of came across like, you know, duh, how are we not seeing this? So, for example, you said, did your doctor, or somebody said in the film, did your doctor ever ask you, do you sleep? Do you play? And questions like that. And duh, that seems important now that I think about it.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, that's a big part of it. Sorry, my dog just went crazy. That's a big part of it, is that the doctors have been basically relegated to asking the questions that are seemingly important, which is, you know, what's your, you know, what are the blood values? What are we treating? But, you know, you come into, say, my clinic and you're complaining about headaches, I want to know where those headaches are coming from. I don't want to just treat the headache, right? And so whether you're in a escalating divorce scenario with your spouse, whether you have a food allergy, whether you have, you know, problems with your eyes, I mean, there's a million and one ways to kind of, you know, ascertain what the problems are here. But typically it's, oh, you have a headache, we'll just take this aspirin, right? Get out. And that's where most of the problems are kind of layering for people now, is that they're just putting Band-Aids on problems without getting to the root cause. And when you don't get to the root cause, you really just can't figure out why health is sliding more and more, right? You're not dealing with the core of the issue. And so one of the things we talked about in Vitality, and you know, it's really a perspective shift, Filippo, because vitality is the energy of life that kind of emanates from within, right? You're born with a certain amount of vitality, and when your vitality is gone, you're dead, right? And so what we're talking about here is the enhancement of that life force, balancing the diet, sleep, the mindset, the exercise. And we actually get into, you know, very specific things people can do to help themselves in the movie. But balancing those things so that you nudge up, you kind of increase the vitality bank account, and that offsets disease. That gives you the enthusiasm. That lets you get out there with the kids and throw the ball at the end of the day instead of just collapsing on the sofa and watching your show because you're too tired to engage with your family, right? And so the entire perspective of health being this kind of string of pearls of diseases that we kind of mitigate until we finally die is really a faulty model, because if we can work and have our doctors work with us to enhance our vitality, to increase our mojo, if you will, and have this cushion between us and disease, between us and stress, right, then we have quality of life as well, right? The reason I left my kind of big medical group that I was running was that, you know, I got to the point where I realized I was only getting paid for diagnosable illness. And so the system wasn't even set up for me to really help these people. I had to wait for them to have a problem before their insurance paid for the treatments that we would do to help offset that problem.
Wow.
So it's completely backwards. It's backwards.
In fact, I am trying to think, if you were just paid pretty much to, you know, if you're looking for a problem, and I don't know who said the statistic in the film, but 90% of doctor visits are due to stress. And I don't remember being ever asked that in a doctor visit. That's how do you diagnose that?
That's a challenge. Bruce Lipton said that. And, you know, the thing is, the modern world, Filippo, as you well aware, has gotten crazy, right? We have so much pressure and stress on us coming from every direction. And we have not been taught how to deal with that, right? I mean, I spent 4 years as a Taoist monk. I traveled the world studying, you know, Qigong and meditation and studying with the Dalai Lama and all these guys. And I brought that back. And I'll tell you, when you're stressed out, it still takes a little bit of application and understanding of how to use those skills to offset that stress here in the West, because it's just so different, right? If I'm sitting there in some temple in the Himalayas praying for world peace, life's pretty good, right? Try being stuck in rush hour traffic in Los Angeles, right? You know, calls coming through and people cutting you off and being late for something. That's really where the rubber hits the road. That's where, if you can meditate, that's where it really, you know, will impact you in a positive way. So it's one of the big things that we do over at well.org is teach people how to meditate, teach people Tai Chi, teach people some of the skills that will help them offset that stress. Because let's face it, if you're under stress, everything starts to collapse. If you're under stress, the cortisol levels start to mess up your blood sugar levels. They start to lead to neurodegenerative diseases, problems with the brain. They mess with our energy levels, so we're drinking a bunch of coffee trying to get through the day, and the list goes on and on and on, right? But a huge part of that is learning how to manage stress and really understanding who we are in the big picture of these things, right? Because I think the average citizen in America has kind of been pushed into this corner where they are a consumer of products and services, they're a consumer of healthcare, they're a consumer of TV, and basically, as long as they keep consuming, then they're doing the right things, and they get to kind of keep moving through the mousetrap. And that is an incredibly disempowering model of you know, having humans kind of thrive in a society, right? I want people to wake up. I want people to thrive. I want people to make the changes that they can make in their lives so that they can help make the world a better place, and hopefully we can have a cleaner, healthier planet for our children's children, right? But you can't do that when everyone's a zombie. And so kind of the big underlying principle behind why we made Vitality is to help people get inspired, wake them up, and let them understand where true vitality and energy and happiness comes from.
We'll be talking to Dr. Pedram right after this on Life Changes with Filippo.
listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
So we've been talking to Dr. Pedram, and he is the protagonist and the producer of a movie that I got to watch and put on the top 10 list of the films of 2013 that can make a difference in the world or could change the world. And the reason I did that and we did that at Life Changes is because if all of us really understood what health was, what vitality was, we would be in a different place. Actually, I think, like we were talking about earlier about commercials, I think instead of going into the doctor's office saying and demanding, we want this drug and that drug because we saw a commercial on that on TV, maybe if we see vitality, maybe some of us will go into our doctor's offices and say, I want to know how stress is affecting me, what else I can do other than taking drugs or something like that. As a matter of fact, before I say that, so if you're interested in seeing the film, of course, you can always see it at lifechangesnetwork.com by going to this show's post and seeing it there, but you can go to well.org and you might actually see it many other places since it's out there virally and doing very well, I might add. Pedram, I learned something else in the film. Now I knew about exercise. We all know about exercise, and we've all heard it, and some of us are tuning that out. But exercise, somebody said in the film, is more effective than any drug for depression. Now, crazy, but one would seem that more doctors would prescribe that, but no.
You know, the problem is doctors have kind of given up on people in a lot of ways, and You know, I think the study, Dr. Karazian, I think it was, who mentioned that in the movie, was citing was, you know, in mild to moderate depression cases, 60% of them are completely cured with exercise alone, right? And these are the people that would be on drugs for this. These are people that would be on SSRIs, the people that would be put on a very different life path because they're feeling a little blue. And the where the rubber hits the road here, Filippo, is, look, still water breeds poison. We got to move. We got to move. I mean, if you look back at our Paleolithic ancestors, those guys cruised around all day, every day. And they'd cover miles, tens of miles in some cases, every single day. You know, sleeping under a tree when it's hot, climbing a tree to get food, running for your life, chasing, you know, chasing animals to eat, and all the things that happened in the natural world that kept us moving and made us really kind of move up to the top of the food chain on this planet. And so we've gotten so developed in our cerebral capacity, we've gotten so developed with our brains that we've pretty much created technology to offset a lot of the things that we need to do in terms of labor. And we're paying a really serious price for that. If you don't move your body, your endorphin levels start to shift. If you don't move your body, the muscles that need to get developed and have the density to produce more energy through the mitochondria, those things don't happen, right? So we in effect, are draining our vitality by not living life as a fully engaged, fully present human being. And exercise is absolutely critical for that. And we go over some kind of functional stuff. We go over some, really just some good pointers in the movie about what to do. And the movie is a primer, right? It's to get people into that inquiry. It's to get people into thinking about health a little differently. And then we provide all kinds of resources and tools and interviews and whatever else people want and will need on the back end of that through well.org and through other, you know, we have a two DVD set that was uncut footage from the movie. And, you know, there's plenty of content out there. The point of vitality is to really just kind of meet people where they're at, shake them up and be like, hey, you know, this is insane and here's a better way.
You know, I like that so much. And a couple times during the film or during this interview, I've said, you know, I know a lot of this stuff. And you have said, Filippo, you well know. And the truth is, I well know how you presented the spokes, so to speak, on the wheel of vitality. You said sleep, exercise, diet, and mindset, and is very well illustrated in the film, and it makes perfect sense, and I do well know. I haven't thought about it in exactly the same way you've said it, not said the words, but let me tell you this. As my life gets busier and busier, and especially during periods of really busyness, I stop exercising because I don't have time. And I'll work into the night, so I shorten the sleep period and wake up early. And my mindset starts to waver and starts saying, oh gosh, I'll never get this done. And how am I going to ever do this? And so-and-so is expecting this of me, and I've taken on way too much. And in my stress and in my busyness, my diet will change from my normal healthy to I'll just grab this for now. And all four things that I well know that you well illustrated go out the window.
Yep. That's human nature, right? We fall off. And the problem really is, you know, think of it like the gym. Everyone thinks that like having a great body is a destination. So, you know, say you wake up on January 1st and decide, that's it, I'm going to lose 20 pounds, get buff, do all the things I'm going to do to get back to where I was. And you work really hard. You pay all this money to a trainer and you do all the things that you need to be doing. And you get to the point where you're like, boom, look at this. Let's take a picture. This is the best I've ever looked. My body fat drops and all that kind of stuff, right?
Right.
And then it all goes downhill again, right? Because it's a destination. We arrive and then we kind of fall off. And so that's one of the kind of major premises of this is health is not a destination. It's a journey. And so it's all about finding that balance on a day-to-day, month-to-month, week-to-week basis. And going, okay, well, you know, I'm really low on sleep, so I got to, you know, balance my blood sugar a little better because if not, I'm going to get sick, right? Or, you know, I'm really stressed out right now, so if I don't exercise, I'm going to be less efficient. And I know that because, you know, I've lived on this planet long enough to know how things start to go south. every time I do that. So it's really just about giving those pearls of wisdom and teaching people how to not fall into that unconscious blind spot for too long, right? We all fall asleep. We all snap out of it. But the question is, are you going to fall asleep and stay there for 2 months or 2 days or 2 hours, right? And so that's really where the awareness and the mindfulness comes in, and that's where the mindset element really kind of is the glue for all of it.
You know, Pedro, of course I enjoyed the movie, and I've enjoyed every conversation that we've had, and I'm just now really got really why. And it's not just because it's great information and because you're so passionate about it and all. It's because it's about meeting people where they are, and that's so much of what our show is about. And so I'm looking forward to having more conversations with you, because so much good information is out there, and yet what our show is about is how do we apply it into our day-to-day lives. I love going to these weekends where we run around with flowers in our hands, half naked. I'm kidding, but you know what I'm saying, with beautiful music and all that. But some of us have to go to work on Monday, you know? Mm-hmm. So how do we take that into our work on Monday, where the boss is ornery and people could care less about your happy weekend, right?
Yeah, and it's almost frowned upon to be happy and glowing and bring that level of vitality to the workplace. That's something that I think maybe we will see a silver lining on with this Obamacare problem, is that now employers have to incentivize people to stay well, and that's just part of kind of what's mandated through this kind of this legislative deal here. And so the employers are going to have to change too, because what's happening is the ordinary boss is tired of paying for the health care, and he complains about it because we all think that one state of being, that really hyper-focused, aggressive, drink more coffee, get it done at all costs, if who cares about your body, we got to just, you know, we got to get to the finish line. We've all kind of been conditioned to think that's progress, that's you know, the right way to work. And as the American workplace starts to shift and we realize that that's killing us, then we find a little bit more work-life balance. We find ways to offset some of that so that work doesn't kill us, right? Leaving work on a Tuesday and going, I can't believe it's only Tuesday, is a really horrible way to live, right? But how many people do it? Right. And it's because we're so, there's no vitality in the workplace. And so, you know, that's a big part of what we do at Well.org, is we work with companies to change their culture as well, and to bring in kind of initiatives that help inspire vitality.
Well, at Well.org, you have obviously not only the movie available, actually couple movies available. You have the store and the blog. People can subscribe. And there's a magazine as well, right?
Yeah, we have a magazine called Be More Magazine. And it's a collaborative effort. I'm friends with kind of the biggest names in the health and wellness space. And, you know, everyone's out there trying to make a living, if you will. And one of the things that I was getting really tired of was all these emails going around, you know, people trying to just sell programs and make money and all this internet spam stuff that was happening in the industry. So I was at a mastermind event with JJ Virgin, who's a good friend of mine, and said, look, guys, I got a plan. Why don't we all put forth the best of what we do in a non-salesy, just to help people platform on a magazine? And then, you know, I have a team that does it, and, you know, it's a beautiful piece. And let's just put that out on a once-a-month basis just to help people. And you know what? You just do the right thing, and the right customers will be attracted to you. And so I think we're going into our third month next week, and the February issue comes out February 1st. And it's amazing. I mean, I get thank you letters from people on a daily basis saying that this magazine's, you know, changed my life. So it's called Be More Magazine, and you either go there through well.org or go to bemoremagazine.com.
Well, there it is. Now, we've been talking about vitality, which I did see, and you did send me Vitality Wisdom, The Deep Dive, which is a DVD set, which I have not had the opportunity yet to watch, and I look forward to it, because it also has some of my friends in there, like Dr. Bruce Lipton. I've only had the chance to interview him once in person, but I really connected with him, and a couple other people that I really respect. So I'm looking forward to this. And so when we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit more about the film and some of the people in it, and this one that I'm holding in my hands right now that I look forward to watching very soon. And of course, you all listening can go to well.org or our website at Life Changes Network and see Vitality. And we'll be talking about Vitality Wisdom when we come back here on Life Changes with Filippo with Dr. Pedro.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org. Or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org. Or telephone 323-592-3181. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
Well, this is Filippo, and our guest today has been and continues to be Dr. Pedro Shojai, who is a protagonist and producer of a film called Vitality. And we've been talking about that at the beginning of the show. As we are coming to the end now, I talked about the Code of Ethics for the American Medical Association. I wanted to read to you what is the mission statement for our guest. "My mission," he says, "is to help enlighten the world through education, philanthropy, innovation, and conservation. I'm here to enjoy life and help bring peace and meaning to my world." Well, in that alone, thank you, Pedro.
Thank you. It's, you know, life is to be lived. Life is not a spectator sport. And I think that's what's gotten many of us into trouble. Right, is you come home and you watch the sport, you watch other people in reality TV, and you don't live your own life, and you're not fully engaged. And of course, the body starts to shut down. Of course, the weight starts to add up, and the mind starts to dull. And so, for me, it's absolutely critical to kind of stoke the fire of passion in people's lives and hearts, so that they can get out there and live their dreams again. And you know, have it's such a reductionist way of living that we've fallen into. And, you know, you go to work, come home, you go do some stuff on the weekend, get ready for Monday, and you go to work to do the thing over again. And people's lives have become so algorithmic and boring. What's the point of being healthy, right? And I hear that a lot from people over the years of you know, being in clinical care, talking to patients, and, like, you know, they everyone understands that they need to eat better or you know, take care of themselves. But the question is, why are they not doing it? And most of the time, that has to do with their raison d'être, right? It has to do with how they're seeing themselves and how that interface is kind of lined up with the world. And most of the people that I, you know, end up having to get into some sort of dialogue and shifting them, it has more to do with inspiring them to get back into life. And then, of course, you know, it's like if you're going on a road trip, that's when you check your oil, you kick the tires, you check the alignment and all that. If you got nowhere to go, the car just sits there, right? And so once we can get people passionate about, you know, hitting the road and living life fully, then the body and the kind of wind drag that they'll notice has kind of come from years of not taking care of it becomes, you know, kind of front and center. And so we help inspire people with the movies and everything that we do to snap out of that and find that life, find that vitality, so that then they can thrive and they have a reason to be healthy, right? Because without a reason to be healthy, what's the point? Who cares? Mm-hmm. My doctor's going to give me a pill. I'll be fine. I don't really need, you know, much cardiac capacity anyways, because I come home and I just watch TV, right? And that's, to me, taking this amazing potential of a human being and throwing a governor on it to the point where it's just, you know, kind of the drudgery of a slave, right? And that's no way to live. And so part of the inspiration behind Vitality is to get people up and living and thriving again, because that's where health really comes from. That's why you want health. So you get out there and live life. I just had this thing with, we were working on my upper body strength with my trainer, because, and he's like, well, why do you need to be so strong? I said, because we're doing this thing in the Amazon, and I want to be able to swing from a vine across that gorge. I need the upper body strength to hold it, right? Mm-hmm. And so he looks at me and goes, right on. And then I said, yeah, life is to live, right? Life right is to live, man. And so, but, you know, if you're weak and you can't hold on, you're going to fall in the gorge, you're going to die. So, yeah. You know, there's reasons I do the things that I do, and they revolve around adventure and you know, the life that I choose to live, and that has a lot to do with, you know, not slowing down in a way that your body, like your body doesn't get in the way of your dreams.
I like that. On the contrary, that it actually enhances your dreams and is a part of it. At the beginning of the show, we mentioned that you had produced two documentary movies. Is the Vitality Wisdom, the deep dive, the second one, or is there yet another?
No. So the deep dive was basically us going through, because Vitality is only 54 minutes. We wanted to get in and out quickly to help people, help themselves, but not bore them, because I think documentary movies are so boring sometimes. And then what we did is we took kind of the creme de la creme of the interviews that I love so much. I mean, here I am hanging out in Bruce Lipton's living room, talking about rock and roll and all kinds of, you know, just awesome
right.
stuff. And I just kind of cherry-picked some of the best and made this two DVD set to support Vitality. And people love it. I mean, people swear by that product. And so that's still part of the Vitality project. The next movie is called Origins, and we were in Africa. Basically, we went to the first caves where our ancestors kind of stumbled out of from, you know, the last ice age, and we lived in their shoes. We learned to track wild game. We learned how to survive out there. We learned what food looked like. We learned what stress looked like. We learned what survival looked like, right? Mm-hmm. And we followed that through. You know, I have just huge names in this movie, and it's been a phenomenal process in making it, and we're in kind of final edit on it now. It should be available this August, and so that's my second movie, and I'm in pre-production on the third and the fourth. So making movies is great. It's a lot of work, but man, you can really, really, really get your point across to many more people versus the interface that I used to have, which was face-to-face, one patient at a time. I mean, how many people can you see in a day? 20, 30, 35? Now I can get this thing out there and really kind of push the envelope and help people. I have the country of Namibia, which is in Africa, use the Ministry of Agriculture and the Ministry of Education are using Vitality to educate their children about health.
Oh, wow.
Right? That makes me tear up. You know what I mean? It's just like, wow, we did something that made a significant impact. Enough that people want all the children in their country to watch it. So there's just, you know, that's the power of media. That's the power of film. And I feel really blessed to be in a position in my life to be able to do these things.
Well, I'm glad you're doing it. Please keep us up to date at Life Changes. And for everybody else, they can subscribe at well.org, right?
Yeah. We got all kinds of content that comes through. If you we have interviews. We have Dr. Sarah Gottfried and I have a podcast. We have Be More Magazine. We're doing a lot of great stuff, and it's fun, right? We're telling story. We're helping people, and we're pushing the envelope because, you know, it's you got to do that work. You have to really, you know, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything type of thing, right? And I think the doctors have been kind of subjugated into being in this position where they are, you know, they feel like they're now healthcare providers, right? They're not doctors. and they aren't community leaders anymore. They're just these people that are there to render service and dispense drugs. And I think it's incredibly disempowering for the entire profession. And so we've been really rallying all the doctors in our universe to really step up and you know, be the thought leaders and the inspirational people they need to be in order to kind of help fix healthcare from within. I think it's the most patriotic thing we can do.
And I think it's a very integrative thing to do. As a matter of fact, that's what you talk about, right? That there's no monopoly on healing, and that you're looking for more of an integrated and complementary medicine, right?
Yeah, and that's, you know, we know that's what works. And, you know, there has been a monopoly on medicine because of certain kind of power grabs and interests within the industry. And now there's so many people that are leaving the industry in droves going to alternative medicine because they're finding that, you know, the system itself was broken and it was a trap. And so I'm not a Luddite. You know, I'm not saying take herbs for everything. When there might be a medical intervention that might be better. But what I'm saying is there needs to be balance. And that balance can be found when we have a different perspective on health. And that's why we made Vitality.
Hmm. Well, it seems like from the numbers of people that are rushing to get this and share it, and the neat thing about this is that knowing you were already going to be on the show and you and I already being connected, having people share either the film with me or seeing it in somebody's post somewhere saying, you know, you need to see this film, or on Facebook, it's just great to be in a community that is sharing this kind of information. And that, well, for that matter, to be part of a community that is making this kind of information. So once again, thank you, Pedro.
Thank you. Thanks for doing what you do. Cause you know, it's about getting out there and getting in front of people and helping them understand that they have it within them. You know, Vitality is a few breaths away. It's a few decisions away. And, you know, if we can inspire, we can, you know, do a great service for our fellow man.
Well, more power to you. Look forward to your new film. Like I said, keep us in the loop, and we'd love to have you back at that point when that comes out. And in the meantime, well.org and Vitality Wisdom, the deep dive, and the name of the book?
Rise and Shine.
Rise and Shine. Okay.
Rise
we didn't
shine.
Get a chance
yep.
to chat about that, but the audience can go to well.org and learn about that as well. We're at the end of this. This particular episode, Pedram, thank you once again. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Filippo.
And I am Filippo Voltaggio, reminding all of you that as your life changes, we're here for you. Thank you, and ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.